This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Business Update for April 23rd, 2021. These are the 7 to 8 stories that we're following today. Thank you. First, Blackstone, the mega private equity fund, has now about $650 billion assets under management. It reported record profits this first quarter of $1.75 billion. This is compared to a loss a year ago, and a lot of this is based on the assets in its portfolio, the companies in its portfolio going up significantly. Second, President Biden has indicated or signaled that he's seeking large increases in capital gains. The concept is to largely tax capital gains, the same as earned income. The progressive argument is that earned income and investment income should be charged at the same tax rate. The conservative or business growth argument is that by taxing capital gains, traditionally they've been taxed at lower rates than ordinary income, you encourage business formation, business growth, and so forth. And thus, that's the argument for keeping capital gains much lower than ordinary income rates. The third story from the private equity side is that venture capital investing saw a record this first quarter, $69 billion invested. That's a record for any one quarter. That's up almost 40%+ from the latest record before that, which was a few years ago. So a huge amount of venture capital investing. Three or four different business stories. Jobless claims fell to 547,000. This is the lowest rate since the pandemic started. There are still 17.4 million people collecting some sort of unemployment aid. The next story is Snapchat hit revenues of $769 million for the quarter. It also had its user base grow to 280 million daily users. It still was operating at a loss, but seeing great growth. But it was the first quarter where it actually had positive cash flow, so moving in the right direction. The airlines also saw improvement. Southwest actually posted a profit, but it's sort of an artificial profit because part of it's driven by government aid. American Airlines posted a $1.25 billion loss, but this is also a good number because it's the far lowest loss they've had in the last five quarters. The last piece of news, which is bad news, is India reported a record single day of COVID cases for any country in the world with 314,000 cases yesterday. So they've got COVID-19 raging. This, of course, as we've learned anything over the last year, is that the world doesn't live in a vacuum and that we are all connected. And so this is a scary thought for India. It's a scary thought for all of us. 70% plus of the cases being reported are variant varieties. So that's of some very significant concern. In any event, those are the 7 private equity and business stories we're following today. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Update.